at 702-369-1321 or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Nevada, the battle rages on around us. Our invisible enemy, the flu virus. Don't be caught unarmed. Get your annual flu vaccine to protect yourself, your family, and your community. It's the best way to stay flu-free. Vaccine supplies are limited, so make an appointment today with your doctor or visit nvflufighter.org to find free and low-cost clinics. This message, sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local, which, by the way, moves noon to 3 beginning Monday, November the 1st. Gentleman Jim Dallas alongside. I didn't realize until you brought it up to me during the break, but this president has not had a full-blown presidential news conference in a long, long time, right?
Absolutely, Kevin. It's kind of mind-boggling considering the access that President Trump gave to the press, even though they hated his guts. He was out there, remember by the helicopter? He would be out there chattering with them every single day that he was getting on that chopper. But July 15th, think about how long ago that was. It was probably 115 degrees here in Nevada.
Wow.
July 15th was the last time that President Joe Biden held a news conference. 92 days for those who are counting. And I don't know, I guess we shouldn't be surprised because here's a guy that he spent the whole election season in his basement and still got 81 million votes somehow. I'm still wondering about that one.
Yeah. Interesting. And the lid, I guess, comes on like 3 o'clock every afternoon, 3:30 every afternoon, which means no presidential availability after that. You got to catch them early in the day, otherwise it's nappy time. And, it's okay. That's all right.
Well, remember when he was cut off mid-sentence, President Biden, I'm talking about, was talking about Afghanistan, and somebody, I don't know where they were, whether it was the White House or whatever, but apparently pushed a button and they cut off Biden mid-sentence.
Yikes.
Maybe they want to avoid any of that in the future, which is why they continue to hide him.
Yep. Coming up on the show, I'm very excited. A woman that I regard as a hero, Nicole Solis. She is a Rhode Island mother who was sued by the National Education Association. They have like a $300 million budget, and they're suing this mom in Rhode Island. Her amazing story coming up in our next segment. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 531 right now, and as we check out our traffic cams, there's a couple of crashes working right now on Interstate 15. Southbound at the 95 interchange, that's on the left shoulder, partially blocking the right lane. And another incident, 15 southbound at Sahara, that's on the right shoulder. That's causing some delays through there. You're bumper to bumper in several areas. US 95 southbound at Rancho, you're backed up to Valley View there. 515 eastbound at Main Street. 515 westbound at Eastern. Just two lanes available there. Moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, 215 west at Decatur, and the freeway on-ramp to US 95 north is closed at Las Vegas Boulevard for construction.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Vegas Golden Knights, they play their second game of the season. It does not go well yesterday. They lose in L.A. to the Kings by a 6-2 score. They also lose captain Mark Stone to a lower body injury. Head coach Pete DeBoer did not have an update on the injury after the game. Shea Theodore and Chandler Stephenson scoring the two goals for the Golden Knights, who drop to 1-1-0. They won't play again until next Wednesday, so they get a little bit of time off here. They are set to open up a three-game homestand that will begin with a game against the Blues on Wednesday night. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. It is live and local for a Friday. Our first hour today was all about great storytelling. And we had a guest on who was absolutely amazing. I admire her so much. She is a Rhode Island mother who was sued by the National Education Association. And all she did was ask her school district, her daughter's school district, she has a daughter in kindergarten, and asked about the curriculum, critical race theory, things like that, that they were trying to push on these children in Rhode Island. And so what happens is the National Education Association, the largest teachers organization in the country, $300 million strong. And to me, what she has done standing up to the National Education Association and her school district, I think, is a model for other people around the country. I hope others will do it. I told her that I wanted to go back in time, though, and I wanted to find out, how did you get involved with your daughter's kindergarten?
This goes back to April or May, and I wanted to know what my daughter would be learning in school, specifically if she would be learning critical race theory and gender theory. So I called my school principal and asked if they would be learning these radical ideologies, and they actually answered in the affirmative, and they said that they don't call children boys and girls in kindergarten, they don't use gender terminology, and they embed the values of gender identity into the classroom. And then with critical race theory, they said that they teach children a certain line of thinking about American history in every grade and at an age-appropriate level. And in kindergarten, they ask children what could have been done differently on Thanksgiving when they learn about the first Thanksgiving, and that's obviously a way to shame them about their American heritage. So when I ask them what other practices they have and what other exercises they do and what other questions they ask kids, they shut me out. They told me to submit public records requests. They wouldn't answer my questions directly. And then when I submitted what the school thought were too many public records requests, they turned around and put my name on a public school committee meeting agenda, and it said that they were going to discuss or take action against Nicole Solis for filing over 160 public records requests. So they were having a public meeting threatening to sue me for doing what they told me to do, which was submit public records requests. And all this time, they were, you know, responding to my requests. They were asking me to clarify certain questions. They could have told me to stop submitting requests, and they could have just answered my questions over the phone and email, but it looks like they set me up. So they had a five-hour meeting where they bullied and harassed me. They said that I was causing chaos, trying to harm the district, that you know, I must be such a terrible, evil, immoral person for submitting all these public records requests about critical race theory. They let people speak against me and call me racist in public comment. It was truly a show trial. But I had a tidal wave of support come out to support me, and people were very angry that the school district did this to me. I mean, they had never even met me before this school committee meeting. I had never even been to a school board meeting before. And they ultimately decided not to sue me for asking questions about education. But then a month or so later, maybe 2 months later, the National Education Association did sue me in order to prevent the disclosure of public information that would come out of my public records request, because they're saying that if this information came out, teachers would be harassed, right? So they're claiming that whole victim narrative. We can't have information come out about critical race theory being taught because our teachers will be victims of harassment. Now, of course, no one wants anyone to be harassed. What they're really trying to do is immunize their teachers, who are government workers, from public scrutiny. And the way that they're doing that is to bully and harass me with frivolous litigation. So the Goldwater Institute is my pro bono representation. Of course, I could never afford to defend myself without pro bono representation. And here we are now. It's been, 6 months of this, 4 or 5 months? It's been quite an adventure, to say the least.
I know that, at least here in Nevada, if you're going to change curriculum on same-sex bathrooms or anything like that, that there are public hearings. Were you aware that this curriculum stuff was being implemented by your school district? Did you know that up front before your daughter got to the school on the first day of classes for kindergarten?
No, I didn't know. I didn't have the curriculum. They wouldn't give me the curriculum. I had to submit a public record request for the curriculum. What I did know was that around the time George Floyd died, the school committee had released a statement saying that they were pledging allegiance to Black Lives Matter. And they said the school is systemically racist and they have to eliminate all systemic inequity. And, my daughter was 3.5 or 4 when that happened, so I wasn't really paying attention. And then once I enrolled her, I thought, let me see if they're really doing this whole systemic racism thing in school. And sure enough, they are. I found tons of evidence that they're teaching kids this really radical ideology, teaching them to look at the color of each other's skin first. So a lot of this I got just by looking at what they posted on their website by themselves. So I encourage parents to really investigate what's already available to you on your school's website, and then submit public records requests and ask questions about things like equity, because that's code word for critical race theory. It's code word for discrimination based on race. So there are lots of ways you can get information from your school district, and you kind of have to be an investigator of your own school district.
Again, Nicole Solis joining us, a Rhode Island mother who was sued by the NEA, the National Education Association. Nicole, I'm just guessing here, you're not the first parent, I'm sure, in your school district to ask the district about the curriculum that's being taught to their kids. Did they support you at all? Did they come to your aid?
No, my school district stonewalled me. So
No. I'm talking about the parents.
Other parents.
That you're not the first parent that's come forward and said, what kind of stuff is my kid being taught?
I think I was. Again, my daughter is entering kindergarten, so I didn't really know any other parents in my school district. Like, this is when you start to get to know other parents because you start school. So I was kind of on my own. I don't know what other people were doing, and I think I was the one who really blew the whistle on this, because that's when I started posting the evidence that I was finding on my own. I didn't really get a ton of evidence from my public records requests because they were so uncooperative. But, you know, it's giving me the actual information. So I don't think other people were paying attention until I started drawing people's attention to this.
The FOIA request that you sought, how much information did they give you? I mean, did they give you everything? Do you feel like you got everything?
No, actually, the Goldwater Institute resubmitted a request on my behalf, and their request had very targeted keywords like equity, Zinn education, Black Lives Matter, because when you submit public records requests, you have to be really specific with what you're asking for. And sometimes when you ask for something, they'll get away with evading your question because they don't literally have a document that has the exact word that you asked on it. So if you say, I want curriculum with critical race theory involved, they'll probably come back and say they don't have that because they don't write critical race theory in the curriculum because they're hiding it with all these buzzwords. So the answer is no. They want to charge me $74,000 with Goldwater's request. And, of course, that's not reasonable. Who can afford that? I'm certainly not paying that, and neither is Goldwater. So I don't have the information that I'm looking for. What I did get was the curriculum, and you, again, have to be an investigator and try to figure out what these code words mean. You got to click on links to professional development of teachers, and then sure enough, you'll click on a link and find, oh, they're teaching teachers about, like, white supremacy and how they're white supremacists. This is so terrible and depressing. So it's still a battle, but it's not over yet.
Was this the first member of your family in the district? Is your daughter the first going through?
Yeah. Yep. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and she's my first child that I enrolled.
Can I ask, is your daughter still enrolled in that school district in Rhode Island?
Oh, no. I was really too scared that she would be targeted by teachers by anyone in the school. So I placed her in private school, and I asked the private school directly if they were teaching anything with critical race theory or gender theory. They're a Catholic school, and I know some Catholic schools are teaching this, but I made it very clear that I was leaving my school district because of this, and, you know, they could just tell me up front if they are doing this, but they're not, and they welcomed me with open arms, and I feel much better now. You know, I felt not safe in my school district because they even hired a PR firm to craft a defamatory statement about me, and it was read on the national media. Another statement was read at my school board meeting. So that was really like the psychotic move that opened my eyes to how incredibly dysfunctional my school district was, and I realized that there's no way I could keep my daughter there. It was really a matter of like safety at this point.
Yeah. A great example, though, for Nicole Solas. Nicole Solas, as school choice, if you find that your school district is teaching your kids stuff that you find objectionable, then you should have the right to leave. You should have the resources to take with you all this state money that goes to these school districts like CCSD. We've got a choice. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than 3 decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back,
Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
After a week of turmoil, we're getting ready for the National Football League and the Raiders in particular, Raiders and the Broncos. And, gentlemen, Jim, you've been following this whole thing all week long. It began on Monday Night Football with the resignation of John Gruden as head coach, a new head coach, interim head coach, and maybe others will be auditioning. Who knows? What do you make of this week for the Raiders? I don't know what to expect.
I don't think anybody does, Kevin. Rick Bisaccia is the new interim head coach of the Raiders. He's worked for several NFL teams over the course of the past 20 years, and he was the special teams coordinator. He's been elevated to the head coach. His relationship with the offense actually won't change, because Greg Olsen is the offensive coordinator. He's the one that's going to be calling the plays. That's going to be the big difference, because John Gruden was, of course, the play caller, but Greg Olsen being in the position that he was basically suggesting things to the head coach. Now he's the one that's going to be speaking with the quarterback, Derek Carr, out there on the field through the headset. So it's going to be interesting to see how his play calling goes. There is some good news for the quarterback room for the Raiders. Marcus Mariota, who is really, really close to returning, he's practicing again, and who knows, he might even be activated before this Sunday's game. So a little security blanket for the Raiders for their number two quarterback in the pecking order. Hopefully nothing happens to Derek Carr, but at least you have at least some good news to come out of the Raiders camp.
I may be ambushing you, and I apologize, but what is this game listed at on the board?
-4. The Denver Broncos are -4, so the Raiders are 4-point underdogs. They're expecting a low-scoring game. The number on this, the over and under, Kevin, is 44.
Is it really?
Yeah, so that's kind of a low game number, I guess, for the NFL. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Should be a good one. The Raiders and the Broncos, an AFC West matchup and a new head coach. And we'll see how Derek Carr does under this new head coach. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll close it out for the what has been a phenomenal week on this radio show. And with the big news that we presented earlier today, we'll repeat that for you coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The financial world is full of buzzwords, and one that I've been hearing lately is called decumulation. And here to break that down for us is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. So, Coach, decumulation, I know that's one of your favorites.
Don't you love the word? So many words, so many definitions. It all comes down to this, Steve. Whatever you have, you need to keep. And whatever you keep, you need to make sure that you can benefit from. And you benefit by having your own lifetime income account. So, how do you keep things, though? Still, Coach, I'm in the market. It's up and down all around. How do I keep it? Well, you form an exit strategy and a liquidation strategy where you know when your stocks hit a certain point, you're going to take a certain amount of that money out of the market and put it in a place you can never lose it again. Sort of like the nest egg accounts. The geese used to sit on the nest and it would hatch big golden eggs. We can have your very own golden egg. Here's how you do it, Steve. You get away from all the terminology out there in the world. And there's two main terms that mean a lot, income and you. How much income are you going to get, and how much is your spouse going to get? Everything else really doesn't matter to you. You really need to make sure you have that total plan in place. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. Now, it all comes down to retirement planning and how to create that retirement income you can never outlive. There's a lot of people out there talking about giving you retirement income, but it expires. We can't have an expiration date on our income. Our income needs to outlive us. That means you and your spouse, and also your income plan should not disappear when you and your spouse are gone. Whatever's left should go on to your next of kin. That's possible, Steve, to have a total retirement plan and a total income plan, but you have to get it done, and you have to get it done in writing. So the next 20 people call, we'll do it for you right now. That's $1,000 value, no fee or obligation.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Don't let this one slip by. Call 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700. That's VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plan specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, we are on the move.